ride. Ladies and gentlemen, freaks and geeks, grab your smokes and take some totes, because it's time for Fatal Four Way Radio with your host, Minister Todd Minister, brought to you in part by WrestleCourt.com. And now, what's going on, ladies and gentlemen? It's great of you to join us. I am Internet Radio's own Minister of Sinister, and we have some things to talk about today. So let's get right to the phone lines. And caller, Christian. What's going on, Christian?
Oh, man, I've been doing great. But again, Shinsuke Nakamura was a no-show tonight. A SmackDown again, man.
Oh, man, yeah, that's definitely, yeah, the no-show on SmackDown, like, I mean, so what's going on there? Is he just not showing up, or are you saying he just wasn't booked?
He has been booked, but he's starting to not show up either way. Like, the last time he showed up was for Raw SmackDown 1000, but that's about it.
Yeah, it's been a while since we've seen Shinsuke Nakamura. Let's get to the phone lines again, ladies and gentlemen. What's going on, Batman?
How's it going, everybody? It's a little under the weather, so if you can't hear me, just try to bear with me, man. Allergies are just out of whack right now.
Well, we certainly do appreciate you joining us today, and also with us earlier today was Joe Bates. You guys, there's a story. And by the way, yes, let's give it up for Joe Bates. He was on the line waiting when I logged in. I got in, guys, like by the hair of my tinny tin chin, I guess you could say. I got in. I was having some technical difficulties over here. Got in, opened up the panel and saw that Joe Bates was waiting there. And then I had to call the show in, okay? And so once I called the show in, by the time I entered my PIN number and everything, he was gone. But I could see he was already there. So, Joe, if you're out there listening, please call back. He may have thought that we weren't going to do the show today, because normally I'm here, like, normally I'm on and ready to go, like, 10 or 15 minutes. But today there was technical difficulties. Well, why lie? Why lie about it? It was nature calls, damn it. Nature freaking calls sometimes. And, but anyway, guys, listen. We had a lot of things go down, man. You know what? Let's start with the news, okay? The news is as it is right now. You know, Crown Jewel is going to happen. I woke up this morning to news that they have said that, hey, Crown Jewel is going to go down as planned. And personally, I never had a doubt in my mind that this was not going to go down. I knew it was going to go down. There was speculation that maybe they were going to change the venue. And, you know, I bought into that a little bit. But at the end of the day, they have a contract with Saudi Arabia, and it looks like they've chosen to honor this contract. Let's get some thoughts from Batman. Batman, what are your thoughts on this, on WWE's position to go ahead and go through with the pay-per-view amid the, you know, the brutal killing of the press guy who lived here in the U.S., got killed in Turkey, okay, and of course the allegations are that the Saudi government did it. Actually, it's no longer allegations. They have admitted it. But they're going to go ahead and go through with the pay-per-view. Batman, what are your thoughts on that and your stance on that? And are you okay with that?
It's actually kind of weird that they're still going through with it because they, I mean, you look at all the they were getting a lot of like negative, you know, backlash on it.
Oh, it's
but
huge
at the same
right
time,
now.
I understand because I understand because of the marketing stuff. You know, they already put so much money into it, invested a lot of it into the ads and the, you know, the whole network and all that. So, I mean, they're going to have to go through with it. Contract to contract, I guess.
Yeah. Christian, what are your thoughts on the pay-per-view? And the, of course, it's a PR nightmare. We had already discussed that.
Yeah.
But what happens now, Christian?
Well, listen to me, my brother. In the end of the day, it's a lose-lose situation because at the end of the day, WWE ain't going to be looking like the same old company like it used to be no more. They're going to get negative backlashes afterwards, man. I'm talking about riots. You know how oversensitive people are right now in this whole world? We're looking at fucking riots. We're looking at negative backlash like you wouldn't believe, and we're going to have people carrying signs in the arena saying, why WWE, why? So get ready for that. We're going to get ready for some negative backlash, I'll tell you what.
Well, you know what? I also expect some backlash, but I don't expect rioting. Mm-hmm. I don't expect rioting. However, we have a pay-per-view, guys, coming up. It's going to be this weekend, in fact.
Mm-hmm.
Will the backlash start there? Do you see any backlash starting there, Batman? Sunday night, baby.
I'm sorry,
they got a pay-per-view going on, man. Do you think there will be any backlash starting Sunday night?
For Evolution, I don't know, man. I'm actually kind of still looking forward for it, so I don't really... I've been trying not to pay attention to all this negative stuff that they've been talking about. Because, honestly, a lot of the stuff hasn't been too bad as people have made it out to be, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Look, this is going to be the first women's pay-per-view for WWE. So it's a make it or break it. But, I mean, you got to give them the benefit of the doubt, man. They've never done this before. It was just like Hell in a Cell. And honestly, some of it was good. The ending was a little bad because of the botch. I'm sure we're going to see a lot of botches, and that's not being negative. But again, it's the first, you know, so there's going to be a lot of nerve-wracking, you know, feelings going on. So I'm excited for them, and they really have earned it, though. That's one thing we can't take away from them is that they've earned this pay-per-view. You know, they've earned this
spot.
But
we're talking about the potential backlash, Batman. The potential backlash at Evolution.
Oh, I didn't catch that part. I'm sorry.
Yeah, okay. And, you know, potential backlash. Are you concerned that there might be any?
No, not really, to be honest with you.
Wow.
Look, the reason I say this is wrestling. This is wrestling. I mean, people do get sensitive, but if you're watching wrestling,
right,
you got to be a certain type of person to not get sensitive because you know it's fucking wrestling. You know what I mean? If you're watching it, you're in some way, some form or fashion a fan. Then in the back of your mind, you know that there's shit that they're going to do. The only reason they can't do it on this company is because of the sponsorship, but I don't think there's going to be anything. I mean, it's wrestling. You got to suspend belief, and I don't think there's going to be any backlash the way you make it out to be, like with the signs and stuff. Not at all.
Right. Ladies and gentlemen, joining us now, give it up for headliner Joe Bates.
did the show start late?
Yeah, I got here right in the nick of time. Saw you waiting there, and by the time I could get my PIN number in, you had hung up.
Yeah, all right. Okay, cool. Well, nice to be on the show. I don't know what the fuck was going on, but nice to be on the show. Since I haven't been here in a few weeks, I want to say at least one thing. I'm very mad at the WWE for stealing my idea, okay? Gave them an idea, and they applied it to the wrong guy. They took vacation.
You're talking about Kurt Angle, and they applied it to Kurt Angle instead of Rusev. I knew it.
I'm so pissed about it, and you're not even on a good show because Angle, no, he's not fun. You can see Angle's not fun when I'm up. It's like, here was a people I'm fighting at Crown Jewel for the World Cup. Yeah. He's down to the ground. Also, The Miz, he's a jerk, but he wins. Like, God, get off my TV angle. You suck. Anyways.
Go ahead. No, go ahead.
I'm back. And I've got the hiccups. And I'm driving from Evansville to Indianapolis, which is a long ride, just a little upset. And honestly, I'm going to be honest, I think Roman Reigns and Leukemia is the best thing for the WWE. But that's my opinion. I'm going full heel this episode. I'm going full heel. I'm glad Roman and Leukemia, because that was the best role I've seen in a long time.
All right, hold off there for just a second, Cowboy. Hold off. We're not there just yet, but we're going to get to Roman Reigns.
All
right now, though, Joe, welcome to the show, by the way. It's great of you to be with us after a couple of weeks hiatus, and then it's all cool. I understand your show, Rank You Very Much, is also on hiatus right now.
I take a break. I've been stressed.
I understand, brother. I understand. And listen, though, we're talking right now about, you know, we have the WWE right now in a bit of a pickle with this whole situation mm-hmm. with Saudi Arabia. And I'd like to get thoughts on how they are handling this by going forward with the pay-per-view. They've decided that they're going to go forward with it. And what are your thoughts on this? And will there be backlash at Evolution?
Here's the thing. I don't think WWE is going to get any backlash for this event, but my personal view and my personal opinion, they should cut all ties to Saudi Arabia. Is this wise? The money they're making? The only reason Vince McMahon won't work with Saudi Arabia is if Donald Trump himself tells him not to do it. But
hello? Joe? Apparently we're losing Joe Bates there. You might have a, if you can hear me, Joe, you might have a bad signal on your Bluetooth. Let's get with
mm-hmm.
Christian on this. Christian, what are your thoughts? Will there be backlash at Evolution, do you think?
No, because I don't think the fans will actually care about the pay-per-view in itself. They're going to get bored out of their minds. Because this pay-per-view has been poorly booked. I don't think there isn't going to be no backlash. If I'm going to be a betting man, I'm going to bet they're going to chant Roman Reigns because of what happened with Roman Reigns. That's all I'm going to say.
Joe, welcome back. You were saying.
Sorry about getting cut off there. Saudi Arabia tried to kill me.
You sure it wasn't the Russians?
Who knows?
we actually have a different position on that, Joe. Here's what I'm saying. I mean, I'm saying, you know, okay, if you think about it like this, there's several Russians that have been poisoned throughout history, and here, including here recently, earlier this year, we had like I think two or three of them drop. Everybody knows it's the Russians, yet nobody made a big deal about the World Cup. And the World Cup happened as planned. You take China, the trouble that they've had, the relations with Tibet. I mean, it's terrible. Tibetans over there, they have to learn Chinese instead of their language, first and foremost. I mean, there's so many social issues going on in this world. I mean, don't get me wrong. The murdering of Khashoggi is heinous. And the stupid prince, he had to have done it. Come on, there's no, you know, it's just a bunch of shit, man. But needless to say, they're under contract with Saudi Arabia. I think they have to go on with the contract. I think they should have probably maybe canceled the pay-per-view or postponed it, let the heat go die down a little bit, and then resumed. Because at the end of the day, I don't think everybody is going to, you know, this outrage will not last. At the end of the day, we need to heat our homes, fuel our cars. I mean, by the way, I know you don't have a fuel car now. I think you're driving a smart car now, Joe?
I'm driving a hybrid, so I'm not as reliant on oil as you guys. But talking to like oil, I mean, Middle East isn't the only place there's oil. You know, a lot of people
that is true.
Have established that it's not even the main source. I don't think it's a large source, but there's a lot.
Now we have
America.
More here in Texas than they do over there, man.
Yeah. So I just feel Vince McMahon, WWE's not going to do anything. They don't care. They care about money, and that is it. They don't care about any of this stuff. They don't care really about the social issues. A lot of their charity stuff is just tax write-off stuff that they do, and to help their
really
public
is.
Image. And that's what it is, you know. But I don't know. It's clear you're doing something for somebody who directly killed a guy. And I don't feel comfortable with that. I remember with the Olympics in Sochi, that was everybody was very anti them because at that moment Russia was very anti gay. They still are. And I also felt uncomfortable going over there to compete in Sochi. It's tough.
Right.
I understand they have to get along with the world and stuff. So people are clearly anti what you're doing. Then I don't know if I want to be involved with them.
Understood. Yeah, there's a lot of backlash right now. If you go on any website, a lot of people saying they're canceling their subscription to the network. People that have been subscribers since the beginning. I've read. I'm talking about a lot of them. Yes, Christian.
I haven't read any news about that.
They always say they're going to cancel the subscriptions, but they never do. They always say that, but they don't live up to their promises.
Yeah. You know what? And I agree, too. I think it's more talk than it will be action. And they'll be fine, as they have always been. So enough with the Saudi Arabia. I'll tell you what. Why don't we just ring the bell on that? We'll kill that puppet. Because we've got bigger things to talk about, and this is Roman Reigns stepping down as Universal Champion after announcing to the universe that he is fighting another bout with leukemia. So that was the big news of the week that opened out the week. And let's go to Joe Bates, headliner Joe Bates, on your thoughts on Roman Reigns.
You know how I feel about it. I feel pretty good about it. One, I wrote on Facebook that this is the craziest strategy WWE has ever used to put Roman Reigns over, and this is their last gasp. I honestly think it's a little bit better. I think there's a little bit of it that's not as big a deal as they're making it out to be. But everyone's booking Roman now, and that's great. And on top of that, Braun Strowman's going to have a title, which is what we all wanted. That's great. The Seth, Dean Ambrose are going to fight each other finally. That's great. There's a few other storylines in Raw. I watched Raw. Paul Heyman was great. Everything about that Raw was amazing. I wish more people I didn't like about the team. Not really. I think that last one back, but
despicable. Listen, hey, it's not far-fetched, though, that they're making it sound more serious than what it is. However, we don't know. I mean, it could be something that he could, you know, definitely be. We don't know how bad his leukemia is. So he could be back as early as, you know, next year sometime. Or it could be something that's really bad. We don't know yet how it is, but my thoughts on this. No, go ahead.
How long ago did he have his first bout of leukemia? Like, what was the year difference?
They're saying it was 11 years ago, and that he was playing football with a pro team who was the Falcons, I think, something like that. And then after that, he got leukemia. They got treatment for it, and then he went on to play in the CFL – I read about this. I'm so proud of myself for reading this freaking article. Then he went on to play in the CFL, and then that football was done with him. I guess it wasn't working out for him, and then that's when wrestling found him. So it took a year, they said.
My girlfriend's mom is a doctor, and I was talking to her two nights ago about this, and she was saying that it's very strange to see somebody get leukemia again like 10 years later, that was a very strange occurrence. So, part of me thinks that this is WWE messing with us.
Man, it could be, because, you know, they are very secretive. Yes, Christian.
Yeah. I also read a comment where they're like, yeah, but none of those wrestlers are good actors. In the sense of, like, there were a lot of real tears coming out.
Do you think, now I may sound stupid, but do you think this has something to do with him busting himself open against Brock Lesnar at WrestleMania?
You don't get cancer that way.
I mean, like all the stress. I mean, all the stress. Plus being stressed of a world champion. And also, now that we're bringing it up, I did research on how long it will take to treat leukemia. Boys, we're looking at 2 to 3 years. So Roman might be out for 2 to 3 years.
Well, there's different kinds, though. There's some that he could be out for just like a year or so, even less, a little bit less than a year. It just depends on him and how strong his body is as well. There's a lot of factors.
The treatment also includes surgery and body changes.
Yeah.
It depends how early they caught it and how invasive the removal, or I actually don't really know leukemia that well, I understand it, to be honest.
It's in the blood is all I know. So I would imagine several transfusions and blood cells. But let's get from Batman here. I know Batman is a huge Roman Reigns fan, guys. I know he is. He could try to hide it all he wants, but he can't hide it. I know he is. And I'm okay with that. I like Roman Reigns. It's Joe who has a problem with Roman Reigns. I'm the good guy here. Joe's the bad guy. No, but Batman, what were your thoughts, bro, when he came out here and cut this freaking promo that was real, man? I mean, it was real. It was not a promo. It was a matter of fact. As far as we know, it was a matter of fact. What were your thoughts, man?
Well,
did you lose it?
If you can just give me a second, since I'm so far up Roman's ass, I'm going to have to take a second and wipe my nose off. I mean, honestly, I don't know how to feel about this, because it touches me in a way where, like, I mean, I grew up with, sickness in the family and stuff like that. And so it's like, in a way, it's like, oh, why would they play games like that? You know what I mean? Because I have a friend. Yeah, I had a friend who had leukemia. I had my mom who had HIV. So I've had a bunch of, like, and that's just a few, you know, the people get sick and stuff. And you're like, man, would they play around like that? But then, I mentioned earlier, wrestling is like that. Anything can happen in wrestling. Look at the Katie Vick. Really, anytime you want to think of anything, like anything is possible, you just say Katie Vick. You know what I mean? Because that's really crossing
right.
the line. And if you cross that line, you're kind of willing to cross almost any line. You know, they did the whole Paul Bearer thing with his ashes. And, like, right after he died, you know what I mean? It's like they brought up Ric Flair. You know, when he killed himself, when Charlotte and somebody else was making, they had this feud, and they're hitting all these personal notes, and it's like, now, would they do that? Because I've seen a bunch of conspiracies, all the stuff in the comment threads and stuff, but at the same time, it's like, no, I don't know. Look at Seth Rollins. He was crying. Like, those were real, that was ugly face cry. You know what I mean? Cry is not something that's like an acting. Or, you know, you don't act the ugly, you know, that ugly face cry, it's like a natural thing. You know what I mean? That's the face you just don't show to anybody. That, you know, you can fake cry, and I'll show that to anybody. But the ugly face cry, you know. And he had that ugly face cry, man, and I don't know.
I believe it.
Yes. But the conspiracy theorist in me, it's like, are they really just fucking around with us? Is this a shoot? You know? So I don't know. I feel bad for the guy if he really is. You know, they did have it because I did also read another comment, and just to end it with that was like, man, all this shit that I talked about Roman Reigns, now I feel like an asshole because, you know, he's got leukemia, and you're like, oh, well, fuck.
Well, for the record, I think he has it, and I think he's in for a battle. I don't know how long it is, but I'll certainly keep up with it, and we might talk about it from time to time. But I'd like to hear Christian, because I know Christian had a reaction. I've already heard his reaction, and I'd like to hear you guys, or I'd like to gauge your guys' reaction based on what Christian is about to say his reaction was to Roman Reigns. Tell us about it, brother.
Oh, man, I cried that night. I'm going to say it again. I don't hate this guy. I just hate the character and how he's been betrayed and booked. I wish no harm on any of the wrestlers. No harm whatsoever.
Yeah, I'm with you. I don't hate him either. I don't hate him at all.
Yeah, I agree.
It's like, it's a sad world in a wrestling fan today. He has cancer, and it was sad, and I cried. But many positive things does come out of this in a sick way. Seth Rollins could be the top guy that we always wanted now because now Roman's not there. Two, Roman could be the biggest babyface ever when he comes back. And three, Braun Strowman's going to win the Universal Championship in Saudi Arabia, and then we're going to see Drew McIntyre versus Braun Strowman. So all in all, and Dean Ambrose turned heel. So all in all, a lot of good things came from a bad situation.
A blessing.
Yeah.
But there's also the thing where I don't even think Roman's the top guy anymore, because in the past few weeks, he hasn't been the focus in any storyline. Even in the video games right now, the new video game, the My Career story, he's not involved in the story. In fact, he's not even the Universal Champion in the story. It's Braun Strowman. So I'm thinking they finally realize that this guy is not the top guy, and I think they're finally realizing that now.
Interesting. Well, I'll tell you what, guys. Roman Reigns, like I said, either way, if they wrote him off, I don't think so. I think he's in for a fight, but we wish him well, except for Joe, who is extremely happy about Roman Reigns.
I hope he's fine. You know, I hope he's fine. Like, I don't have anybody gets cancer. Obviously, that's bad.
Not.
But I also am very selfish. So, like, it was a great episode of Raw. I really like
it. A great episode of Raw, ladies and gentlemen. Well, I'll tell you what, on that note, we will go ahead and take a break, our only break of the show. And when we come back, we've got some other things that we're going to talk about. And Christian touched on a little bit there, but he didn't touch on the one thing that I would really like to know. And you will find out what that is when you join us right after these words. Stay tuned on Fatal 4-Way Radio.
Silly kids, it's me, Joe Bates, host of Rank You Very Much every Friday here on the World Generation Podcast, the show that determines things like best cereal, worst way to die, worst Full House character. There's only one stop to figure all that information out, and that's Rank You Very Much with Joe Bates every Friday with two different special guest experts on every show who have been on shows like Bob and Tom, Laughs on Fox, and Last Comic Standing. So definitely check it out. Play the theme song.
Saturdays at 8 p.m. Eastern on World Generation Network. Tune in to Radio Renegade with your hosts, Christian from Philly and Batman. A show where they talk about missed booking opportunities, what is scenarios, what the fuck moments, and more. At Radio Renegade, Saturdays at 8 p.m. only on the World Generation Network. Be there.
Monday nights on the World Generation Podcast Network. In association with Bud's Backroom, the greatest wrestling podcast. Monday Night Fallout returns with T-Rock Plutonium, Loverboy Langloy, Minister of Sinister, and special appearances by the Wolfpack, Hollywood KV, and more. Plus the rebirth of the IWC. Stay tuned on the World Generation Podcast Network. Monday nights will never be the same again.
You're listening to the World Generation Podcast Network. Please like us on Facebook at World Generation or on Twitter at World Generation Podcast. And now back to the show.
Minister of Sinister, and you are listening to Fatal 4-Way Radio right here on the World Generation Podcast Network. Guys, we're talking about opportunity now because, as you know, when somebody goes down, somebody must come up. And so we're talking about Braun Strowman here, but that's not who we're really talking about. I'm talking about Braun Strowman right now because you guys brought it up. Braun Strowman. Everybody's envisioning Braun Strowman. Now we can have Braun Strowman win the title. What if in an ultimate fuck you, though, Vince McMahon, for some weird-ass reason, stubborn as he is, decides to have Brock Lesnar walk out with the freaking title? Joe Bates, what would your reaction be on that, man?
I would not be surprised at Vince McMahon reacting in such a way to keep, put the Universal title on Brock Lesnar as kind of a, oh no, we got to do this. But right now, it seems like the plan is to put on Braun Strowman. And especially the way Braun Strowman came out to talk to Paul Heyman, which was hitting all the Roman Reigns notes of, I'm going to be on every Monday, I'm going to be defending this championship. And also saying that Roman comes back, he's got it.
Excellent.
It was a very, very quickly face promo. And then Drew McIntyre coming in, clearly being the heel there. I think this looks like it's a Braun Strowman victory because there's too many reasons why Lesnar is not going to happen.
Yeah, excellent.
So
that's
my guess.
Right.
I wouldn't be surprised if
what
freaked out.
Oh, man. But that man, there's always the possibility that it might not go that way. What do you think? What are your thoughts, man? What would happen if it didn't go that way? What would happen? The title would be off of the show again. Would that be acceptable?
If Brock Lesnar had it?
Yeah.
I think people would get annoyed by it. And honestly, this is going to sound, you know what, I know Joe said he was going to be a heel, but I think this is a heel thing to say. I actually kind of want Brock Lesnar to be the champ again. I know that sounds so weird.
Oh my
but
God, we
I think just the way, I think just the way, look, I don't see it on Braun yet. I just don't, as much as I wanted it before, in the, like now the hindsight 2020 thing comes in, like I just don't see it yet. I think he's still on fire. Like I think it's still a little too early. Even though we should now, I think it's still a little too early. The best way for me to see it going is I don't see him winning at this Crown Jewel thing. It's just too much. Brock Lesnar would be the one to take the heat. Brock Lesnar would be the one to take the heat for this.
That would suggest Lesnar either staying out with the title as champion until after the pay-per-view And also that would be the start of the championship, but I don't think he's going to stay with it that long.
I don't think he's going to stay with it that long.
They could drop it next night on Raw.
Yeah. You remember how many times Roman Reigns lost to Brock Lesnar and then he finally beat him? You know how draining that was?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, just let Strowman have it and run with it. And I don't know. I just don't want to see Strowman have to, like, overcome his demons and the demon is Lesnar.
Yeah.
Christian, what if? Am I playing what if? Am I ripping you off here, Christian, man, first and foremost? I'm doing a what if scenario.
No.
Shame on me, man. Get the fuck out of here.
This is our network, dude. We can do whatever the fuck we want. No restrictions.
Goddamn right. But what if that were to happen? What would the booking be on that, man?
Okay, first, I could see Drew McIntyre interfering this whole match. Let's not beat around the bush. He's going to somehow sneak his way into this match. But this will make Drew McIntyre look like an idiot because, one, why are you trying to make Strowman lose? Wouldn't it be better if he does win it so you could win it for yourself? Wouldn't that be better instead of waiting for Lesnar to show up? But I don't see Lesnar winning the title. Unless the whole thing about The Rock winning the Rumble, then yes, I see Lesnar winning. But Strowman needs to win it for respect to Roman Reigns because it will be the greatest disrespect to him if the title is off of Raw. So I think Braun's going to win the title out of respect for Roman Reigns.
Well, you know what? Having said that, what you said there, it would paint a very interesting picture, actually, if Drew McIntyre got in the picture and walked out with the title, man. That would leave Baron Strowman, Strowman, just fuming. What about the fans, Joe? How would that leave the fans?
I think if Drew McIntyre got the title, I think the fans would be fine with it. The fans have really responded well to Drew McIntyre, which I'm surprised, because I remember him the first time, and no one could give a fuck about him. But it was kind of like, it was before Roman Reigns. It was the guy that was like, this is the guy. And I was like, no, he's not. And they're like, you're right, he's gone. But now he's back. And I mean, Seymour looks good. He looks good. He's talking good. I think he's doing all the right stuff. You know who I thought after the Roman Reigns thing came out and he wasn't going to be wrestling anymore? You know who immediately I said this is the best thing that could ever happen for was? Finn Balor.
Who?
Finn Balor,
yeah.
Because now he's outside Rollins, he's the biggest face. Unless they switch Braun over, but I think Finn's the next big face that could get the big push.
Well,
I think Rollins
is going to
champion Eric Connell's title for a while.
Interesting. Yeah, oddly enough, Bobby Lashley it's been rumored that he's hurt. It hasn't been announced, it's rumored that he's out there hurt.
God.
So we could see possibly be seeing exactly what you said there coming with Finn Balor. But Batman, same question that I asked Joe. What if the Claymore guy?
Drew McIntyre.
Thank you. Drew McIntyre ends up as champion in all this and gets to find his way in and becomes champion. Batman? Drew McIntyre is champion?
I can actually see Drew McIntyre as champion. I want to see him as champion, man. He's really deserved it. He's worked his way back in. I actually would like to see it just for the fact that it's a different vibe, man. We just need somebody different in the picture. Somebody random, you know what I mean? If they did it with Jinder Mahal, why can't they do it with Drew McIntyre? And if anybody's worked to get back and really change the shit up, it's Drew McIntyre, you know, even more than Jinder Mahal, honestly.
Yeah.
So
I would like to see that.
Since you brought it up, man, close it out.
You know what I also see, guys? I can see a triple threat match for the Universal Championship between the Dogs of War, Dolph, Drew, and Braun Strowman for the title.
Yeah.
Oh, shit. So, you know what? That could very easily play out, man. But just don't see Christian. I like what you're seeing there. But don't see Ziggler winning. Please don't see that shit. I don't want to.
No, I'm not saying Ziggler wins it. I'm just saying that he's going to somehow be involved in all this.
I know. I'm just asking you just to not ever have that vision of fucking Ziggler winning it.
Well,
but
Ziggler,
I mean,
Ziggler obviously Ziggler would be the one to take the pin in that situation. That's all Ziggler would be there for, to take the pin.
Yeah, I think I'd like that. But listen, guys, now what I've really had up my sleeve that I really wanted to talk about, but where does this leave Dean Ambrose? Joe Bates?
Oh, I mean, I don't know why they won the tag team belts, so I don't know what's going on with that. I like that I have no clue. I don't really understand why they did that, but we'll see what happens. Maybe they'll put it on AOP soon after this, but I think Ambrose and Rollins going through a pretty long feud over the Intercontinental belt. And that's just what it's going to be for a little bit. And Ambrose is just going to get more and more crazier and doing dirty things, doing some real dirty things.
Develop his character
yeah.
development.
Yeah.
Yeah,
and then he's
right.
going to be a top heel of the program.
Batman, I know you've seen Ambrose, bro, back in the CZW days. Is he capable of being that top heel? I've been begging for a top freaking heel, man. McIntyre came in, and he's doing pretty good, but I'd like to see a more dastardly heel. Is Ambrose capable of giving us that?
Hell yeah, CZW.
What could you see from him, man?
Man, this look, he's one of those where he really does think outside the box. And if you thought Randy Orton.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a great comparison there. Randy Orton, yeah.
Well, what else is
pretty
sure
Randy
Orton goes outside the box and he does crazy stuff? Dean Ambrose is 10,000, over level 9,000, you know what I mean? He's over level 9,000. He will come out with crazy stuff. If you ever looked at his feud back then when he was Jon Moxley, when he was with him and Luke Harper back in the day, there was some crazy shit. I think I mentioned in the other in Saturday's podcast on Radio Renegade with Christian from Philly and Batman there was a match where he put the chair right next to his face and Luke Harper straight kicked it into his teeth. You know what I mean? And
he
was healed.
He did mention it.
So it was I can see Dean Ambrose as a heel. The dirty, crazy shit that he's going to think outside the box, like the stuff he's going to deliver is going to be like nothing you've ever seen. So I'm excited for it. And just think about that. Look at the heat that he's already getting. I saw the backstage segment where the people were booing him out of the building, literally like yelling obscene shit to him. Yeah, you know what I mean? And that's something that we need right now because we have actually been talking about we don't really have a dirty heel right now other than Ciampa. We don't have a dirty heel. We don't have a straight face. Right now, I think we're hitting that age that what we've been asking for, they're going to start giving us this. Because, Red, look, with the Roman Reigns things, it sucks. And it usually happens. I mentioned this to the mother of my kids a while back. She watches wrestling because of me here and there, but doesn't watch it. Like, unless it's on, she'll sit there and watch it with me and, you know, make little comments here and there. The Roman Reigns thing, she's like, usually don't they get injured, right? And I'm like, well, yeah, he's obviously sick, so he can't do anything. But that's the first time in history that I've seen where they relinquish the belt, not because of an injury, it's because of an actual thing, you know, like an actual sickness, an illness. And but my point is that usually when that happens, that's when that silver lining comes up. This gives opportunity for somebody else. And somehow Roman Reigns, all this crap that we've been talking about this dude, not crap, but, you know, like all this negative stuff, it had to be for him to get sick for him to be the face now, because he's going to be a face regardless. I don't see any way for this guy to come out back as a heel. He's going to be a face regardless. So it took this to do that, and
right?
It took his dismissal in this whole wrestling world, the thing that's going on right now, it took for him to go for Dean Ambrose to become that heel that we're waiting for and Seth Rollins to be that face that we're looking for. You know what I mean? And it just so happens that it's to me, it's going to work perfectly because Seth, look at, he already gets to burn it down pops like crazy. He's going to be an awesome face. He was already for a while, you know, the workhorse, man. And Dean Ambrose is, we're going to get that heel. So it sucks that what happened with Roman, but because of that, Dean and Seth are going to be, they're going to reach new heights. And I'm telling you, mark my words right now, and about WrestleMania picture, they're going to be bigger than they've ever been before. They may have already won the belts and done this before on their own, but it's not going to be the way it is now. Dean is going to be that heel that we really like. He's going to be what Ciampa is in NXT, you know? Or Johnny Gargano, speaking of which. Johnny Gargano was the one that attacked Aleister Black. So,
It turned out to be Gargano.
So, I was right. Didn't I call it out? I called it out.
You were right.
I called it out.
I wish it was Cassius, but, you know.
Yeah, but Cassius is, I mean, he's just not that level yet. Here's the thing. The Johnny Gargano, that heel turn made perfect sense. It made perfect sense for them, for him to be, because who else is going to have that impact for the face turn? I mean, for the heel turn. Same thing, Dean. Dean was the face. When he came back from the Shield, or for the Shield, he was getting that rub. He was getting those pops, you know. He got that pop when he came back, you know. So he was already – but for that face thing that was going on and that little inceptions that they were putting in his head, you know, like, well, are you the guy that they're looking for? Are you just the lackey for them and this and that? That's what made that heel turn even much sweeter, like, especially with Roman leaving.
Oh, man,
you're
absolutely right on that.
Of all nights – Exactly. But it took for Roman to do that, because if that wouldn't happen, that heel turn, honestly, to be honest, all three of y'all, do you think it would have had that impact? I don't think so.
No,
I think
at all.
Because of that night and then just that sentiment of it, for him to backstab his brother on that night, this to me was a way better heel turn than when Seth, you know, backstabbed or turned his back on the Shield years ago. So
yeah.
It sucks what happened. But because of that, like, if the beginning of your fucking the beginning of the episode really tugging your heartstrings, you're like, oh shit, you're crying that tear, that one Indian tear that comes down, and at the end you're like, what the fuck? Because I was too, you know. And it's even and it's crazy because I saw the stuff on Instagram before I actually saw it. I didn't see Raw until today, a part of it yesterday, and I still, knowing what happened, just the fact that it still put you in there, it still put me in there. You know what I mean? And that's Joe is right too. This is one of the best Raws I've seen in a while.
Yeah, we got a good
episode. One of the best
ones.
Yeah.
You know who this could open the door for to get a move up to Raw from NXT? Adam Cole, baby.
Yes, sir. I think so. They've been doing some good stuff.
Yeah, he doesn't have anything else to do on NXT. You moved him up. You had a tag team on Raw with O'Reilly and Broderick. I think that's the way to go, is to have this weird little team kind of replace the Dogs of War dynamic.
I would like to see that.
You want to know what's crazy?
Yes, go ahead, Christian. We do want to know.
It's something that happened with the Dean Ambrose children. It wasn't supposed to happen on Raw. That heel turn wasn't supposed to happen on Raw. It was supposed to happen at Survivor Series.
But because of what happened.
I don't know what.
Interesting. I did not know that. But actually, I'm glad it happened the way it happened there at the end.
Yeah.
They're going to put the tag team titles in some type of tournament. So that brings up that question.
Or do my idea.
What was your idea?
When I said I'm going to... My idea was that they're still tag champs, but Dean Ambrose finds a way to make them lose on purpose their titles, but Seth wins it for them in a handicap match.
Oh, yeah. Christian with the good ideas. And by the way, if you have not done so yet, go back and listen to this week's episode of Monday Night Fallout, where Christian actually dished out that idea live on the air as we were talking about it. It's good stuff, man. And also, you can listen to Sunday nights right here on the World Generation Podcast Network, the return of the greatest talk show,
and that is at 9 o'clock Central Standard Time, 8 o'clock Eastern. So check that out. Also, comedian Mike Santori on Tuesday night, and that's at 9 o'clock Central, 8 o'clock Eastern as well. All right. Oh, wait, 10 o'clock? 10 o'clock? Yeah, there you go. My apologies. But anyway, I know, man. It's just how it is, man. It's just how it is, guys. I know. I'll take the fucking booze. Listen, guys, we've got a lot more to get to, and I want to get to it right now. Because the other question on my mind is AJ Styles. Okay. It said that Daniel Bryan and John Cena are not going to go to the pay-per-view coming up. So what happens if perhaps, say, The Miz finds his way in the match against AJ Styles and wins the championship from AJ Styles? What does that do? Joe Bates?
Well, that would be great, because I would love it if the WWE just went crazy and said that The Miz was the one that convinced the Saudi prince to kill that guy. So that he could
oh, my God.
Man, you said you were going straight heel, not Dr. Evil on that.
Por Dios, man.
That is terrible.
Awesome.
Out of control, man. Out of control. Batman. Same question.
Can you ask that question again? Because he went Dr. Evil in my ass, and I forgot.
Miz,
what the hell is going on?
His way into the match because Daniel Bella's too soft to, you know, go to Saudi Arabia. So Miz works his way into the match, starts and beats AJ Styles, and then comes back and antagonizes Bella and tells him, you know, that he didn't go to Saudi Arabia. Look, if he worked harder, he would be champion. There's all kinds of ways they could do this, but what do you think? Would you like that? How would that go down? Oh, hell, he dropped, so we'll pass the same question to Christian.
I would actually see one of the Usos fighting AJ Styles, because they did beat him 2 weeks in a row in a tag team match. I say that deserves a championship opportunity, and it will honor Roman Reigns, too. So there's story behind it, too.
Oh, man, listen to you. Yeah, but which one of the Usos, Joe?
I mean, they're the same guy, but the one I saw on SmackDown when he did his finisher, he did the thing with the arm that Roman does.
The cock fist. The cock to the fist.
Yeah, he cocks the fist up. And so he's cocking the fist and he does a splash. Oh, I thought that was pretty good. I liked that a lot. I wish they would have mentioned it on SmackDown, but they didn't really at all. But yeah, I think that was pretty good.
He did it too fast. That's why they couldn't see it in time. The commentators.
Gotcha. I say Jay instead of Jimmy because Jay is the one dating Naomi, right?
Oh, I don't know. I don't know which Uso's dating who because they both look the same. They're not indistinct. They're not indescribable anymore. They don't wear the face paint, so I don't know who's who.
Oh, my God. Oh, the setups. But we're going to leave them alone. Listen. Okay, so AJ Styles comes back. I think, I don't know, man. What? I just took it to my fantasy world right there that Miz is going to insert himself in that match. That's my fantasy.
Or, you know what, they could do, right?
What could they do? That's my question, Christian. Please, answer it.
Okay, if it is The Miz, let's say The Miz does lose the first round of the World Cup, right? And then he goes to, let's say Paige is at the, well, not Paige. But let's say, like, he tweets Paige on his phone, right, texting her because, you know, Saudi Arabia didn't allow women to be on the show.
Yeah, yeah.
So he texts Paige saying that this is not fair. Daniel Bryan's not here. I should be the one who should be in the title match because I beat him twice. And so Paige reluctantly gives him the match, and there you go. Problem solved.
Oh, man. I love that.
Or, because Paige isn't there, The Miz just puts himself in the match because SmackDown's missing their general manager. Then The Miz says he was the reason Saudi Arabia doesn't allow women in that country in the first place. He was behind that all of it.
Yeah, baby! Yeah, baby!
Or this plan B where Samoa Joe gets another rematch for no reason.
Oh, yeah. Is he like not on air?
Hmm?
By the way, did I tell you I met Samoa Joe?
When?
I was supposed to interview Samoa Joe on the radio, and it didn't happen. So I read for Bob and Tom, and Samoa Joe came in to Indianapolis to the Bob and Tom show to do an interview. And if Bob and Tom knew I was there, they were going to bring me in to ask him questions about his life. So I wrote for Bob and Tom the questions they ended up asking him. And I know he gets asked about wrestling all the time, so he ended up talking about judo and his, like, judo background. But Samoa Joe was super fast, super quick, and really funny on the radio. He was,
awesome.
Like, really good at first. Really smart guy.
Yeah, so he's fast. So he'll come up with something. You give him something, and he's going to come roll right with it, huh?
He got pissed because the hotel he stayed at in Indianapolis, the hot water wasn't working in the morning, so he went on, like, every radio show and named the Omni. He yelled about how the Omni was a shit hotel the whole time. I was like, gee, that's not good.
Yeah, man. That's rough. So the Omni, huh? I'm jotting that down, though. No. No, listen. So what else is left? Okay, so how would it go down, though? If it's not The Miz, what if it's not The Miz? What if it's somebody else?
So
who would it be?
If Cena's also not in it. They should make whoever wins the World Cup thing face AJ.
Shit. Right then and there, huh? After a grueling World Cup. And what about the World Cup, guys? What about the World Cup? I wanted to ask you guys this last week. Every one of the guys in the World Cup is an American.
Yeah.
Joe, what about that?
Yeah, what? That's the greatest country in the world,
you know,
David.
From a World Cup? They have, Cesaro, Rusev.
The greatest baseball team ever, the Boston Red Sox, are about to win the World Series. You don't see anybody complaining about that.
Oh, hell. They are about to win the World Series. They sure are.
Just beat your Houston Astros 3 games in Houston.
Spanked the shit out of the Astros. The Astros were talking shit. They let it get out of their heads. No, this is the fact. These are the facts. The Astros were talking shit. They let it get to their heads. They were talking shit. Then freaking Bregman goes and posts some stupid shit on Twitter. And then David Price is like, yeah, really? All right. And then they came in here and fucked them 3 in a row.
Bye. Side note about my brother was golfing in Hawaii and randomly got put on a foursome with David Price and golfed with him, like, 2 years ago.
That's cool.
So that was a big... Hey, my family is all Red Sox fans, because they're all from Boston. So that was cool. But, yeah, I don't know. And then Jose Altuve.
But if anything, the Astros had to have learned a lesson. Don't be talking shit like that, man. Not when you're facing David Price and freaking that Scorpion dude. Come on.
You know.
Stupid idiot.
On SmackDown, when Shane McMahon came out and discussed the World Cup, I thought he was going to say that John Cena was not going to come at all. I thought he was going to mention that John Cena, and I thought he was going to put himself in the World Cup.
Yeah, I can still see him doing that.
Because, you know,
and welcome back. Welcome back. Batman, welcome back, brother. We're sitting here chewing the fat with Batman headliner Joe Bates and Christian from Philly. And we're just asking the questions, man, all the what-ifs that arise after the shit that happened this week. Roman Reigns comes to La Quina. He's gone, man. So everybody moves up. Now they're fighting for that brass ring, man. The imaginary brass ring that they're always talking about it. So, it'd be interesting to see, Batman. We were talking about, who was it that we were, Christian? AJ Styles?
Yeah, AJ Styles. Who's going to face him is not Daniel Bryan.
Yeah, who's not going to face him is Daniel Bryan. What are your thoughts on that?
Daniel Bryan and AJ Styles? They're facing each other?
Daniel Bryan's not going to go to the pay-per-view, apparently. So he's dropping out. So who faces AJ Styles, man? Where do they go from here with that?
That, I'm not so sure where they would go because, I mean, Daniel Bryan, he got out because he disagreed with what's going on, right? I think that's the only thing I can think of.
Yeah.
Okay. I honestly don't know who he would go against. I mean, the only other person that I can think of that's in the picture would be, at least there, it would be The Miz. Only because of the feud that was already going on with Daniel Bryan. And,
right.
You know what I mean? So it's like the only other people.
And then he wins
It would make sense because he was a runner-up. I mean, obviously, because they were having that qualifying match, right? Daniel Bryan won, and that's how he got in the spot to go after the title. Well, if Daniel Bryan's not going to go, then it would be The Miz to go. So, I mean, that's the only thing I can think of the only other replacement that I would like to see. I don't know. Now that we're getting into this whole Saudi Arabia thing, like, I'm kind of going with Joe Bates too. Like, I know I just mentioned earlier that I was kind of like, it's whatever. It's, you know, it's wrestling. They don't get into politics. But now I'm like, you know, deep down inside, it kind of does bother me too. Like, man, they blatantly did kill this fucking dude. You know what I mean? It's not something that they hid or they have straight up out there. And it's kind of like, I know that you don't get into politics, but that's just the kind of deep thing that you know, because WWE and wrestling in general is not that kind of world. It's really about like this, you know, there's no discrimination. Everybody's involved. It don't matter what your thing is. And honestly, sometimes they even use in a storyline the Nazi versus the Jew or this and that, you know? So it's okay. But this is like real life. The real dude really got chopped into pieces, man. Like, this is a...
Yeah.
I don't know. So, and I'm only bringing that up because how you brought up Daniel Bryan. I'm like, well, I mean, he did kind of get up. Now I'm like, mentioning him kind of put me in his shoes. Like, fuck, I guess he was right in thinking that way, like getting out.
I'll tell you what, man. If you want to take it one step further, I'll go ahead and get into it, man. I wish they would have not ever got involved with them fucks to begin with. But I digress. You know, but here we are. You know what I mean? And I mean, you know.
Yeah.
But for me, it's more of a business factor. But I digress on that too, for not wanting to get into all this bullshit. But everybody gets.
You don't want to get. Just to make your point, that they could. There was a way different. A whole lot of other different markets they could have got into. Maybe this is the one they got into because the guys were willing to pay right then and there, and they had such good success with the Greatest Royal Rumble. But I think they should have just cut ties right then and there with the Greatest Royal Rumble because it's just not.
Oh, no, bro. They had a 10-year deal with them.
Yeah, they had a 10-year deal. the other issue, the issue though, like, I like the Great Hill Rumble making a deal with them in the first place, because it seemed like they were attempting to be more progressive and, like become more. I don't like using this word because a lot of people don't like it. But like being more liberal of how they're and being like evolving their culture. So it felt like involving the WWE in this very American product over there was kind of
Wasn't it originally their idea too was to open up that not just open up the market but open up the possibility of women, you know, one day going over there. So I get what their intentions were, but just with everything that's going on.
But now at this point, it's like
JBL even quoted himself. He wants the WWE to change Saudi Arabia. That's what JBL said.
Those intentions are great. But to me, and maybe I'm going a little too far saying this, but this is like, okay, back in 2001, 2002, with everything that was going on, like me, I am a conspiracy theorist. I don't believe that any of this shit was created by anybody else but us. And that's a whole different story, a whole different ball bag, or whatever the fuck. But my point is, imagine back then if we would have done something for them still. You know what I mean? Right now, it's the whole immigration thing and all the stuff that's going on with the Russians. Right? Yeah, you know, all this bullshit that's going on politics-wise. That's like the last person that you would try to create ties with. You know what I mean? Like, get your intentions, but do that in a different market, not with this, because look at what just happened now. Were you surprised that something bad happened? Look at the people
the
you were dealing with,
this,
you know what I mean?
They made this deal with WWE because, you know, they got the new guy, right? The crown jewel or the prince crown, whatever the hell call him. The prince crown, yeah. They got this guy because he's the son of the king or whatever. And so he's in charge now because the king is too old. He didn't want to deal with all the bullshit. So now he's handling the shit. He wants to change things. But what it is he says he wants to change things because he's still the same way he is. He just proved it by killing that motherfucker that was talking shit about his country in the press. That's the bottom line, okay? He's the same guy that they've always been. They'll never change. They're always going to be like that. He strictly did this deal with WWE because he's a fan of WWE. And so he wanted to bring it into his country and shit. And that's the whole reason why they did this whole thing. Not because they want women to have more. It's terrible over there for women. I don't give a shit if they're barely starting to learn how to drive. It was terrible before then, and it's terrible now, even now that they can drive a little bit. Don't get me wrong. That thing hasn't passed yet all the way through. I think there's still some regulations there. But, yeah, they're driving now. Thank God, I guess.
You would think by 2018, they would learn. You would think.
Yeah, I mean, they killed that guy.
It's a different culture. You know, you grow up in a whole different culture your whole life. So, like, I mean, America, we have a lot of flaws, of course. But I feel like we're constantly changing. Even though right now it feels like we took a step back a little bit. But I feel like a lot of
and
cultures
they're not
are so
change.
Much. Well, the cultures are so much older than what it is here.
Yes.
We're only a country that's been around for about 220 years. You know, all those have been like 1,000 years. They established what they are. So to change is so difficult compared to here, where we're still a pretty new country compared.
And to go to what your analogy is, like, it's easier for a teenager or, you know, even somebody in their early 20s to start changing habits. But you tell, like, a 40-year-old, 50-year-old to start changing their ways and be like, no, you're stupid. You know, and just as simple as that. So that culture, I mean, that's what we are. When really, that's what we act right now. We're like the teenage – we are the teenage country right now, you know, in the world. And these guys are just this is ancient. You know, they have old money. And they got new money. We're new money. This is old money. This is history of, like, so I get what you're saying. Like, it is kind of hard to change their, and for them to think that they're going to change it this quick, I don't think so. Especially with, I get that the way everything is advancing really, really quick and people's points of views are changing. But in those places, those point of views do not change. It's not even a subtle change. It's like a very slow, gradual change, and even if that, it still most likely won't fucking change. You know what I mean? Because these are ancient rules, ancient things that they've been following. It's a culture. We're not really much of a culture. We just got a mix of everything. We just kind of do whatever we want, you know. But these people are strict.
Let me give you an example, a perfect example. Let's say, like, the story between the scorpion and the gator, and the scorpion trying to cross the river, and the gator is helping the scorpion. Let's suppose that Saudi Arabia is the scorpion. The scorpion stings the gator, and the gator asks, "Why do you sting me?" "It's because it's in my nature." That's what Saudi Arabia is. It's in their nature. It's hard to change their way of life, their culture, and their way of living. It's not easy as they claim to be. It's hard. It's in their nature.
Yeah. You know what? You're absolutely right. But anyway, ladies and gentlemen, we're getting all political. We're getting all fucked up here. So please bear with us. But we're not really doing it because it's a sign of the time. It has to be dealt with. I mean, we have to talk about it in order to get past it. So please bear with us. But I think we're done about that. We're moving on right now. We've got just a few minutes left, guys. And I do want to get a few of your thoughts on the Evolution pay-per-view. If you notice, we did not do a predictions for this because that would be too easy. You know, and for what? I mean, Joe Bates, let's get it out there. Are you going to watch this pay-per-view in its entirety?
Yeah, I'll watch the pay-per-view. You know what, actually, I still have not finished the Superstar Showdown in Australia, but I think I'll watch Evolution. I'm interested to see what they do. There's a couple matches I really want to see. The Trish Stratus match I think will be really good. The Charlotte Flair-Becky Lynch match I think will be really good. And that was a good battle royale, so I'll like that as well. Especially now that there's a stipulation of a contender for the championship. So no, I think Evolution will be fine. I'm not too worried about it. I think the reason Evolution doesn't seem that exciting is their main event is the Ronda Rousey Nikki Bella match, which as good as Ronda Rousey's been and making fun of the Bellas in what she said, which I thought was great, I still just don't care about Nikki Bella. She doesn't really wrestle that well, and she's just not interesting.
Yeah.
But I'm excited for the rest of the, card.
Right.
I think you thought about me not respecting women, and then you said you're not going to watch Evolution.
Stop it. No, it's not that I'm not going to watch it. I don't know what I'm doing that day. It's like my day off from the NFL because my precious Cowboys are not playing that day. So it's like I can do other things. I can watch games. I don't know who's playing Sunday night either. If Sunday night's going to be a good game, then I might be watching it and watch the pay-per-view at another time. I don't have to watch it live because we're not going to do a show about it. So it is a break. But I will watch it. I'm looking forward to watching the whole storyline, of course, with Ronda Rousey and Nikki Bella. I am looking forward to watching Ronda Rousey beat Nikki Bella down, maybe snap the shit out of her. However, I did pick Nikki Bella to win that match because I think they'll carry it on. And you put the title on Nikki right now, have Ronda Rousey take it back maybe at Raw the next night, and there you have a champion where she's a two-time champion already moving forward. And of course Nikki is a five or six time, whatever the hell. So I'm looking forward to some of the things on there. So, some of the new things that I haven't seen is Kairi Sane, I guess it is. I'm looking forward to watching her. And there's a couple of things that I'm looking forward to, but I've not decided yet what I'm going to do. I know one thing for sure, though. I will be in recovery because Saturday is – I've got a hell of a day planned. And because I have a hell of a day planned Saturday, we're going to be having Radio Renegades this week. We'll be on Friday night, ladies and gentlemen, instead of Saturday. Same time,
right.
Same bat time, same bat channel. And it's a great show. Christian, tell us about Radio Renegades for this Friday night.
That's right, ladies and gentlemen. Tomorrow night at 8 o'clock Central will be the first ever Friday edition / Halloween Spectacular, where we talk about old Halloween pay-per-views, Halloween stuff, Halloween themes. We're going to also be playing Halloween music and all that shit. So get ready for the spooky night, because there's going to be a long, spooky bloodbath.
Yeah, and so, of course, Batman will be there Friday night. I'm going to be around Friday night hanging out. I'm going to be drinking, even. Not that that matters, but I will be drinking. Joe Bates, what are you doing Friday night? I believe you're going to be featured somewhere. Is that correct?
Yeah, Friday night I'll be in Elkhart, Indiana, featuring for Brent Terhune. Brent Terhune, recently a friend of mine, but he's been blowing up lately on Facebook. He just had a huge article written about him in the local paper. And also, he's got these videos where it's a redneck supporting Trump, but it's all satire. And he's getting, like, millions of hits on Facebook lately for doing this stuff, which is crazy.
Wow.
But he's a super funny guy, and I'm excited to work with
him. He's the one that
Saturday.
Has, like, that blonde mullet?
No, he's thinking of Donnie Baker.
Oh, okay. That was one that I was trying to like a satire, too. He's like, Trump supporters
yeah,
be like...
He talks about his emotional support beer, and that his last thing he says is, fuck the NFL and go Colts.
And not to get the Trump satire confused with the Big Bow Wowzer.
It's the Big Bow Wowzer, motherfucker. You thought I was dead?
Not to convince Big Bob Wowzer with who is it? Britt who? Joe?
The what?
Britt. Oh, your friend's name is Britt what now?
Brent Terhune. He also used to do a wrestling podcast.
It
called
doesn't matter what your name is.
Saturday I'll be in Kokomo, Indiana. With a feature for Dave Dugan, who's a good guy, really funny guy as well.
Nice.
You said
so,
Kokomo?
Yeah, Brent Terhune. He sounds funny. I'm going to check him out. I'm definitely going to check him out.
Like,
he sounds like a funny cat.
Bermuda,
right?
So, about the women's papers, I like to share my thoughts on the final draft of the women's pay-per-view.
Yes,
the final
of course,
thoughts.
Christians. Yes.
I think this has been a bad start for the first women's pay-per-view. Ever since it's been announced, I somehow knew that this was going to be a shit show. I dreaded it somewhat, some way in my soul, and it looks like it's coming true. There are some matches I'm looking forward to a little bit, but other than that, I don't see the show being that good. However, I said that Natalya's team will win, but I could somehow see Sasha Banks turning heel on this pay-per-view. Because of
yeah.
You know,
Balor.
I thought about that too. This would be
Balor.
A great time to turn Sasha heel. But I mean, really,
because of Finn Balor.
She's already turned heel like
go to therapy. You know, I think it would be a great stage for Sasha to turn heel. And like I said, for real though, not this fake bullshit where
she
they
fucks,
have to go
she's
to therapy.
Bored at the ship. She's fucking boring.
Real
she's
heel.
She's bored at the ship.
But I have to say, Christian, I agree with you on the pay-per-view. As far as the build goes, I don't think, you know, for as big as it should be, okay, because this should
have done better.
To me, the way it should have been a lot bigger than what it's going to be. And I don't like the way they built it. I think it was a terrible build. And then, of course, we have now Roman Reigns overshadowing.
They have.
A little bit, you know, and then
the
Saudi Arabia thing is overshadowing it. And so that's also taking away from it. But yeah, guys, I think that this could have been built better, and it should have been built better. And that's what upsets me, that it wasn't. I don't feel like it was at all. Any thoughts on that, Joe?
I think you just nailed it on the head. I think Evolution might have been built a little bit better if they weren't so focused on Crown Jewel and then all the other stuff on top of that happened. And it feels like a Crown Jewel. It feels like they rushed Crown Jewel, and because of that, they focused on that more than Evolution. I'm interested to see what the Evolution ticket sales are like. I wonder how they're selling the tickets.
There's
they
still
were
the
bombing.
Loss of the war.
There's
still
they were
the
bombing,
loss of the
but then I heard that they picked up a little bit, but I don't know how much.
Where is Evolution?
Is this
where,
so hard?
Where are they
it's so hard to promote
it's
Nassau, something that.
It's in New York.
Yeah,
yeah.
Nassau.
Nassau Coliseum.
Yeah, Nassau.
The
oh,
Nassau
God,
Coliseum.
Oh God. New
Which
York is the
Nassau, Nassau Coliseum is known for its good fans, its good crowds. It's just
okay.
Like, you, like I think Joe said the same thing. They're putting too much attention on Crown Jewel, and not only that. But with there's a pay-per-view every 2-3 weeks. It's
yeah.
not hard to put so much build-up into. Because now, to me, pay-per-views are becoming like the next SmackDown, the next Raw. Honestly, it feels like there's a pay-per-view every other week. And it's like, you know,
plus the Undertaker and Triple H are on like in 20 minutes every episode.
Yeah.
I know, man. That's too much. Undertaker's promos are like
Undertaker, man. I love the Undertaker, but he cannot cut a promo. Just let him wrestle.
I know.
I think Undertaker and Triple H are the worst segments on Raw so far. I think they're the worst.
Man, they are. They really have been.
Just
Triple H
like,
standing
really,
in the middle of the
I mean,
ring
too,
and Taker
bad. I don't
somewhere.
Think
they did his promo 3 weeks ago. They did his promo 3 weeks ago, and Triple H is standing in the middle of the ring. Come on, man.
I also don't like the fact that fucking Triple H is the face and Undertaker's the heel. And I also don't like the fact that Saudi Arabia is going to be the place that Shawn Michaels is going to come out of his retirement match for.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Man, big things. And I'll tell you what, guys, we winged this show, man. The only thing I had to talk about was, and we went a whole hour and a half. The only thing I had to talk about was Roman Reigns, leukemia, and then, of course, the Saudi Arabia. And, man, we went on for a good way. We brought in a lot of things into the show. So I want to thank you guys very much for joining me. And, yeah, that's right. Yeah. 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 I want to thank you guys very much for joining me, man, because I thought we had a hell of a show just winging it like this. Not that I would do it again next week, but not that I would do it again next week. But I'll tell you what, man, I had a good time doing this show, man. We went through it. We went through it, man. Joe Bates, any last thoughts on anything WWE wise before we close out?
I think Roman Reigns getting the team is the best thing for Raw and the best thing for Fatal 4-Way Radio.
Yeah,
a great episode,
but
I loved it.
Yeah, it was a good episode. I loved it, man. I loved it. Batman, your thoughts, closing thoughts on WWE, where we are right now.
I don't know why, but when you were like, just to start off with this, and you were like, you know, thank you guys, you know, we've just been winging it, so much we love this thing. Like the first thought in my head was like, thank you for being a friend. Like, what's this a good time?
On the road.
Like, literally. Yeah, literally, this is what we just did. It was like a random. This was one of those like you said, there was no plot, no nothing. We just kind of it was just a random four guys getting together, just talking wrestling. You know, just shooting the shit, which is good.
It's
awesome. So, I'm excited for Evolution, even though I know some people aren't, because I just really want to see how they're gonna make it happen. Obviously, the first one, of course. I'm really curious to see how Crown Jewel is gonna be. Because with the stuff that's going on with the politics shit, I have a feeling they're going to throw something in there. Not political, but they're going to use it as they're going to use it as a pay-per-view where they're going to do a lot of twists and turns. Like, all right, you're too focused on this political shit. I'm going to make you focus on this crazy bullshit that's happening in wrestling. And catch us on fucking Radio Renegades tomorrow, man. You know, me and Christian, or Christian and I, we're killing the game. You know, bro, let me tell you something, bro. If I had an idea for a show, it would be a Halloween show, bro.
Ooh, yeah, Halloween. Too much to handle, too cold to hold, yeah. Let me tell you something, Mean Gene, with Radio Renegades. Spill the beans on the 24-inch platform.
Oh,
ooh,
please,
yeah, brother.
Will you stop?
Oh, hell yeah.
open up a can of whoop ass on your kid. Yeah, and so, yeah, man, I'm excited, bro. This is it's been a great with all this crazy crap that's been going on. So that's why we were able to shoot the shit, because there's just a lot of crazy stuff going on, man. It's not just storylines. Now we got a lot of behind-the-scenes crazy shit. So it's I've had fun, man. Thanks again.
Great show, man. I had a great time, too. Joe Bates has dropped. His call dropped. So I doubt he'll call back in. But if he does, he does. And if he doesn't, we're going to go all the way out. We still have 4 minutes, and we haven't even closed ourselves out yet. Even all though right. That felt like a closeout. That felt like a closeout. But I know that Christian still has some things he wants to say. So having said that, we do have queued up right here for no reason other than Christian might have something he wants to say. I do have.
And now, Christian from Philly with the news.
3 minutes, Christian. Anything we have not Roman Reigns related or Saudi Arabia related?
Yep. Shinsuke's getting fucked over. That's the biggest news of this week. He's getting fucked over. I think this has been the poorest heel turn I've ever seen. He's getting fucked over, guys. Like, seriously. How could you fuck up Shinsuke Nakamura like this so badly? He's getting fucked way over. He's actually getting worse than Asuka. At least Asuka's been showing up a little bit. Nakamura's hardly showing up
man.
At all. And he's
that
the
is,
United
you know
States
what? That is some poor treatment of the Japanese. That is some poor treatment of the Japanese. Batman, what are your thoughts on that real quick? Batman? Shinsuke getting the poor treatment?
Man, I'm over here
bad
talking
booking.
On mute. Yeah, I think it's terrible, man. I agree with Christian. I was over here on a rant, and I was like, why is he keep calling my name? I think it's terrible, the treatment that they did, man. That heel turn was not anything that any of us wanted it to be. We were so excited, and they pulled the reins on that pretty quick, man.
They wiped their asses with it.
Yeah, they the United States champion is like nothing right now. And it has nothing to do with Shinsuke. It's just the way that they're booking the whole title and the. I've said this before, but I think again, there's just way too much going on pay per view wise, superstar wise, show wise. I will cut it
this
down. It's time to cut it down.
Just bring back the U.S. Open challenges. There, that's a problem solved. Just bring back the stupid U.S. Open challenges.
Bring that back. Yep. Exactly.
And have Shinsuke say this. Welcome to Knock America. This is the Knock America. And I'm going to use the Knock America U.S. Open Challenge. Whoever wins will get who plays.
In a second.
Need to face.
And ladies and gentlemen, this has been Fatal 4-Way Radio. I'll tell you what, guys. For Christian, for Batman, and for Joe Bates, I am Internet Radio's own, reminding you to keep it heel, keep it real, and as always, keep it sexy. Thanks for listening, everybody, and we'll see you right here next time on Fatal 4-Way Radio.
Big bang, big bang, big bang, big bang, big bang.